Welcome to the latest Callan podcast. Today, our mission is a deep dive into a really fascinating recent Callan blog post. It's titled Putting the Frankenstein of Indices Back in the Lab.
Yeah, that title definitely sets a tone right out of the gate.
It really does. And we are framing this discussion specifically for you. You know, the institutional investor managing defined contribution or DC plans.
Because there's this glaring contradiction staring us right in the face when we look at standard asset allocation.
Right. I mean, institutional investors absolutely love the S&P 500 for large cap exposure.
Oh, it's basically the gold standard for them.
Exactly. But then they almost completely ignore the S&P 1000 when it comes to small and mid caps. So why is that?
Well, to fill that small and mid-cap gap, a lot of DC plans just turn to the S&P Completion Index. And this is exactly what the Callan blog post refers to as Frankenstein's monster.
Which is a pretty harsh label.
It is, but honestly, it's easy to see why. I mean, it was designed to complete the full market for the S&P series, but fundamentally, it acts more like a dumping ground.
Catch-all for whatever didn't make the S&P 500 cut.
Exactly. It actively holds the jetsam and flotsam that the S&P committee screens out, and that introduces some severe biases.
Like the size bias, right?
Yeah.
Looking at the composition, it holds nearly 20 large cap stocks.
Right. And it carries heavy style biases too. You've got it overweighting unprofitable biotech firms, early stage AI companies.
And those speculative digital asset treasuries.
Yes.
Yeah.
That last point about digital asset treasuries is particularly important to highlight here.
Because of the crypto exposure.
Exactly. By overweighting companies that hold speculative digital assets on their balance sheets, the index adds this layer of hidden crypto volatility to what is supposedly broad market exposure.
So you're passively allocating to a highly irregular mix of
You
assets.
are. But if we look at the common alternatives many plans use, things like the Russell 2000 or the Russell 2500, the situation really doesn't improve much.
Not at all. The blog points out that after 15 years of near zero interest rates, those indices currently hold the highest percentage of zombie companies and non-earners in their entire history.
And that buildup of non-earners is just a direct result of their index construction methodologies, which brings us to the aha moment.
The alternative that is readily available in the data, the S&P 1000.
Right, which simply combines the S&P 600 small cap and the S&P 400 mid cap indices.
And the key differentiator here is that those S&P indices actually enforce a viability criterion. They require positive earnings.
Whereas the comparable Russell indices do not, and that earnings screen has a very tangible impact on performance.
The data in the Callan blog post on this is super compelling. It shows that over a 30-year period, the S&P 600 outperformed the Russell 2000 by 1.5 percentage points annually.
Alongside a lower standard deviation.
Right, lower volatility. And that excess return is entirely attributed to that quality and earnings criteria S&P employs.
A consistent 1.5% annual outperformance over 3 decades is a massive compounding advantage for a DC plan. It pairs naturally with the S&P 500, offers better historical risk-adjusted returns, and screens out the non-earners.
Yet there is a pretty significant catch when it comes to implementation.
The ironic twist.
Exactly. Despite the S&P 1000 being mathematically superior for this specific use case, there currently isn't a single investment manager offering an off-the-shelf product that tracks it.
None. Institutional investors are essentially forced to default to lower quality indices simply because the preferred vehicle just doesn't exist on the market.
So why hasn't anyone packaged it?
It largely comes down to institutional inertia. Russell benchmarks have dominated the small and mid-cap space for decades. They are deeply embedded into legacy performance measurement
And
systems.
consult databases, I imagine.
Exactly. Asset managers haven't built an S&P 1000 index fund because the industry's plumbing is still hardwired for the Russell, regardless of the underlying fundamental quality.
So, to wrap this up, the core takeaway for you, the institutional investor, is that the ideal small and mid-cap index solution for your DC plan is hiding in plain sight.
It screens out the speculative fluff and aligns perfectly with your large cap allocations. We are just waiting for the asset managers to break the inertia and build the product.
Which leaves us with a critical question to ponder on your own after this podcast wraps up.
Right. If a mathematically superior index like the S&P 1000 is ignored simply because no manager has packaged it yet, how much systemic risk are you blindly absorbing across all your other passive allocations?
Just because you are settling for the products that currently exist on the shelf.